There's good and bad news in the latest, most comprehensive snapshot on the future of Australian farming. The good news is, if it's done right, Australia can make an extra $16 billion by 2050. But it also warns that food prices will be higher and more volatile. Here's environment reporter Sarah Clark.
It's called Farming Smarter, Not Harder. By 2050, the report says globally there'll be a food boom, with demand expected to rise 60%. And Australia sits well to tap into that ever-growing market. Laura Eddy is from the group Centre for Policy Development, which authored the report.
Global populations are growing and food prices are skyrocketing, and there'll be a lot of new market opportunities for Australian agriculture. However, we will have to work hard to grasp those opportunities.
Most work needs to focus on preparing for risks, according to this report. It's identified climate change as the biggest threat facing farming in Australia in the next 40 years.
Definitely. Australia is likely to be as exposed to climate change as many developing countries. In fact, if we don't prepare for climate change, by 2050 we could be losing up to $6.5 billion a year in agricultural production. That's certainly something we need to start innovating around now in order to be ready for that.
That's a huge amount of money, isn't it?
It is a fairly significant amount of money, but we are looking at 13 to 19% loss in production if we don't get ready for climate change.
Central to improving Australia's preparedness is gearing up for more frequent droughts and improving the soil. Every year, the report calculates that Australia loses soil faster than it can be replaced. And if that's improved, it'll be the key to making an extra $16.5 billion in food exports by 2050. Laura Eddy is the report author from the Centre for Policy Development.
Soil certainly could be a problem. You could also look at it as an opportunity. Our report finds that improving soil condition now could achieve up to an additional $2.1 billion per year in agricultural production.
Rod Hoare is a cattle farmer in southern New South Wales. He acknowledges that life on the land is changing with more droughts and extreme weather, but he says the key to Australia's future starts from the soil up.
I mean, the soil is critical. I mean, it really is the basis of all of it, isn't it? And there's a lot of work being done on, you know, on the farm level on soils and telling farmers to keep, you know, ground cover, because we just can't afford to lose soil or the nutrient the soil contains. If you're losing topsoil, you're not only losing the soil particles, you're losing carbon and you're losing things like phosphorus, which so at all costs we should retain that soil, and that message is well and truly getting through.
Farmer Rod Hoare, ending that report from environment reporter Sarah Clark.